Hello, and welcome to this episode of Ranger Time with Ranger Ryan. Have you ever wondered how power gets from our house, the Bonneville Dam, to your house? On today's episode, we will learn about the amazing processes involved in generating electricity so that all you have to do is flip a switch. Today we have Ranger Robin here to explain how hydropower works. Hello, Ranger Robin, and thank you for coming on the program today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Ranger Robin, how does the whole process of making electricity here at Bonneville Dam start?
The first thing we need is water. As droplets of rain fall from the sky, they run down the mountains into the river, the mighty Columbia River. The Columbia starts all the way up in Canada and flows through 13 dams before it ever gets to Bonneville.
Once the water comes to Bonneville, what happens next?
Some of the water flows to the powerhouse, where the generators are. Now, the powerhouse itself is made primarily of concrete, which is a really strong material made out of cement and gravel. Some sections of the powerhouse have concrete walls as much as 40 feet thick.
That's a lot of concrete.
You're right. We need a lot of concrete to make the dam strong.
Grrr.
What does the concrete do?
The concrete channels the water through the dam. We are then able to use this energy from the water flowing from one side of the dam to the other to spin a turbine.
What's a turbine?
A turbine is a moving part with blades attached, which moves by some force. For example, a windmill spins by the force of air moving past blades. A water wheel uses the force of water falling to spin a wheel. The turbines we have here at Bonneville are called Kaplan turbines, which look like propellers on the back of a boat. As water flows through the powerhouse, it falls on top of the turbines, pushing the blades and forcing the turbine to spin.
So how does electricity actually get produced?
That's the job of the generator. The generator is comprised of two parts, a rotor and a stator. A rotor is a large wheel which has electromagnets on its outside. This rotor is connected by a shaft to the turbine. As the turbine rotates, so does the rotor. That's how I remember the name of the rotor. It rotates. Get it? Rotor rotates.
And what does the stator do?
The stator is comprised of copper coils which surround the outside of the rotor. However, they don't move. They stay stationary. And that's also how I remember which part is the stator. The stator stays stationary.
How does the rotor and the stator make electricity?
Well, everything in the universe is made up of little tiny things.
Atoms?
Yes, atoms. Atoms make up everything we know. Trees, animals, metal, everything. You can think of atoms like Legos. A single Lego block might not look like much, but when you snap several of them together, you have something. Inside an atom, we also have smaller parts called protons, neutrons, and electrons.
Electrons kind of sounds like electricity.
You're right. Electricity is the flow of electrons. When the magnets on the outside of the rotor rotate past the copper atoms in the stator, the electrons in the atom start to interact with one another. This causes an electric current to be produced.
How much electricity does Bonneville produce?
Bonneville can make up to about 1,100 megawatts of power, enough for a large city like Portland, Oregon.
How does power get to the homes?
Bonneville produces power at 13,800 volts, which is a lot of volts, but voltage is like pressure. Have you ever played with a garden hose before?
Yeah.
Well, let's say that there's no attachment on the end of the garden hose, and you want to spray somebody a little further away from you. What do you do?
Oh, I put my thumb on the end of it.
Yeah. And when you do that, you can send the water further. Well, that's because you've increased the pressure on the garden hose. Now, we produce electricity at 13,800 volts, but that's not enough pressure to send it as far as we want.
How far can you send it?
We can send it as far as Canada or even Mexico.
That's a really far way away.
Yes, and to do that, we need to increase our pressure, which means increase our voltage.
How do you do that?
With a transformer.
Oh, a robot.
No. We don't have any robot transformers here. Even though I wish we did. Now, you've obviously seen the movie Transformers, right?
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Well, in the movie Transformers, a transformer starts as a...
car.
And transforms into a...
a robot.
Yes. Well, our transformers, which look like large boxes with wires coming out, take that lower voltage, 13,800 volts, on one side of the transformer and step it up to a higher voltage, as high as 230,000 volts. That's why we call it a step-up transformer, because it steps up the voltage.
Oh, I see. And since you've stepped up the voltage, we now have enough pressure to send it where we want to.
Yes. The electricity now travels down the transmission lines or power lines. Now, do you want 230,000 volts coming into your house?
Yes.
No. That would blow up your house.
Well, I don't want that.
No, you wouldn't. So, since we used a step-up transformer to increase the voltage, what do you think we will use to decrease the voltage?
Step-down transformer.
Yes, several step-down transformers take that higher voltage and decrease it to a lower voltage, ending up at 110 or 220 volts, which you can use in your house. This would be essentially like taking your thumb back off the garden hose to lower the pressure.
Oh, I see.
Then it comes into your house, where all you have to do is...
flip a light switch.
Yes, and then you have light.
Wow, that's quite an amazing process. To think that the electricity I use and take for granted starts out as water droplets that flow into a river, that flows through a dam, that turns a generator producing electricity, which goes through power lines all the way to my house, where all I have to do is flip a switch. A big thanks to Ranger Robin for coming on the show today. If you'd like to visit an actual working powerhouse, come visit the Bonneville Dam 7 days a week, every day of the year, except Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day. For more information, or for a schedule of tour times, call the Ranger staff the day of your visit at 541-374-8820. Thank you for listening to this episode of Ranger Time.